long life items, so anything tinned beans or tea or pasta or rice, anything long life.
Okay.
The ladies here from the Fair Share, who help put stuff together for the food banks, and people seem quite generous. They're coming out, but there's also people walking in, muttering away about feeding themselves and not the homeless. So it looks like 1 out of 10 might be donating. I'm going to talk to one of the ladies who's helping to volunteer. So, how's it been today?
Right, it's been very good. People are very kind and generous, and it's been going very, very well.
I see a couple of ladies came and gave you a couple of bags of shopping.
That's been typical all morning. I've been here since this morning, and people have been incredibly generous.
So they're not just giving one item?
Some do. They give what they can. But, there's all kinds of generosity, and people are coming back at the weekend. They know we're going to be here all weekend, and they'll be coming back tomorrow and Sunday as well.
Are you surprised that people are giving bags of shopping?
Not at all. The people here are very good. They're very good and kind.
Well, the people of Catford?
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, hi, you're Olivia. So you work for Fair Share?
Yes, I do. So we're a national charity, and we support 51,000 people every day with surplus food usually. And big companies like Tesco donate all of their surplus food to us, such as fresh fruit, vegetables, meat, dairy products. But you know, we need the pasta and rice and the tinned soup that will complement that food. So we do this twice a year with Tesco. We ask customers in store to donate items which have a long life, and then we can redistribute that to the 1,000 charities we support. And we're also doing this in partnership with the Trussell Trust, who are a network of food banks, and obviously with Tesco. Anything that's donated in store today, Tesco will top up by 30%. So overall, it's an excellent day for us and for all the hungry people that are currently living in food poverty in the UK. So, in a nutshell.
When you say you provide food every day,
yeah.
So you don't collect from Tesco's every day, so where do you get your food from?
They deliver to us, to our network across the UK. So that we have 17 redistribution depots, and we have deliveries come in every single day of food. And then every day our vans deliver to charities within their reach. So in London, for example, we have deliveries come in and our vans deliver to 129 charities throughout the week.
Are you talking about every day of the week? I mean, Tesco's are always providing food.
Yeah, Tesco's will deliver to us about 3 times a week when surplus food comes in, and then we distribute that.
Oh, surplus food.
Yeah,
so you're talking about fresh veg and things like that.
Yeah, stuff that can't be sold because it's nearing the end of its life, or supply and demand has gone aloof, or the packaging's damaged, and that comes to us and then we distribute that. So it's all in day, it's all quality, it's all over.
If you heard of a food bank that was actually struggling a bit but was quite needed, I mean, would you contact them to see how you could help them?
Well, if we have the produce, I'm sure, and they would hopefully come to us, because obviously there's so many food banks, we do our best to find charities that need help. But obviously they can only take dry food, because they don't have the fridge and freezer to take the fresh food that we have. So obviously we want our food to go to the people that need it most. So
do you mainly do in the Lewisham borough?
We work all across London, in most of the boroughs at the moment. We focus on finding charities in the most deprived boroughs to get the food to the people that need it most, as we want the vulnerable people who are actually living in people poverty to eat our food. So we do a lot of work in Southwark and Lambeth and Tower Hamlets, all the way across to Brent.
Would you say that Lewisham was a deprived area?
Well, going on the indices of multiple deprivation, which the government publish, Lewisham is in top 10 deprived boroughs, so it's good to be working here and helping people that need it.
Thank you so much.
That's all right. I hope that's all right.